You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam, the faggot, and it is Saturday, January 29th, 2022. I hope you're doing well. We're almost finished with 1 month of this year already. Oh, my gosh. It goes fast. Sorry about no podcast this week, for the most part. Just haven't been in the right headspace for any of it, really. Honestly, it's been kind of a rough week, honestly, for me. And so I just didn't have any other juice. So, you know, sometimes that happens, right? We have to take a break. That goes for when you're serving your alphas out there, if you're a faggot. Or if you're an alpha or a man, you've got to take some time occasionally. You know, we're all human, right? So that's my Mr. Rogers moment right there, where I give you good advice about taking it easy on yourself. I have several things going on in the background in terms of stories. Some of them are very bad. And some of them are very good. So we'll see where this goes. I don't know. I hate to tease you like that, but it's just how I describe it at this point. A lot of times these stories that are developing in the background of the site, sometimes I carry them by myself for a while, you know, before they make it to the site. And so we'll see. Some of them are sad, though. So those faggots who are listening that are particularly in trouble and having difficulty, I just want them to know personally that I'm hoping the universe will help you, brothers. So anyway, I wanted to talk about fag etiquette today. Now, lately it's been kind of annoying me a little bit more than usual about the way faggots approach to serve alphas. And it's not really very hard, but, you know, if you ask a lot of alphas, they're just going to say, well, faggots are stupid. Okay. In fact, I heard that earlier today from an alpha who was frustrated over this issue. And as it turned out, I was going to talk about this anyway, so I thought, oh, this is kind of cool. But it's not hard to follow proper etiquette as a faggot. And honestly, it's the bare minimum to being a faggot is having proper etiquette. And the fact that so many faggots don't get this, and let me just preface this by saying that a lot of the faggots that don't get it have never been trained. They're just basically free-range faggots. An alpha recently used the term feral faggots, which I thought was kind of funny. But they have never really been trained to train their mind to understand how to be respectful, what to do and not do when dealing with an alpha. And some of these are never going to get that because they refuse to submit properly. And so they end up untrained, you know, so forever. And they never get better. So So I want to go over a few things, okay, that are just the basics, you know, and I expect all faggots that are listening to my podcast or reading the website, these are the bare minimum things that you need to be doing, all right? So when you approach an alpha, okay, online, a lot of times most of you are, your first approach to an alpha is online, usually, unless you, you know, are in school somewhere and, you know, you're encountering alphas there. You know, generally speaking, faggots are going to approach alphas online. You don't get into, you don't send an email to an alpha or a DM to an alpha and say, hey, what's up? Or what's up? Or sup? Or hey, bro? Or, you know, how's it going? Okay. Have a purpose when you approach an alpha. Because, first of all, alphas are, you know, they have a lot of things going on in their mind and in their life, and they don't have time for fucking games with a faggot, okay? They're not here to talk to a faggot about faggot problems or, you know, deal with faggot issues or be a fodder for a faggot masturbation session, okay? They are here to be served and worshipped, okay? And as a faggot, it's your job to do that or not do that. And you don't have to do that. Just don't bother them, okay? It's very simple. Have a purpose when you approach an alpha. This is before you ever say anything. Then you, whenever you do approach an alpha, let's say there's an alpha that you want to serve. Let's say it's in FinDom, or maybe it's, you know, you would like to, you know, serve that alpha in person somehow. And you want to reach out to that alpha. You use the word sir when you approach him. Hello, sir. May I ask, sir? Okay. This is the proper way to approach an alpha. May I ask, sir, you know, are you currently seeking faggots to serve you? Or do you need help with something, sir? Things like that. It's just basic respect. Just the modicum of respect, just base level respect and honor. It's shocking to me. I do hear about this from alphas where they say these faggots get into my DMs and they just want to, you know, they talk to me like I'm their friend, like they're my equal, that I would be interested in their issues, or, you know, they want to talk forever and ever about nonsense, you know. They want to get to the point and they want you to be what you are, a faggot, okay? And that means understanding basic hierarchy, which is alphas are above you. You wouldn't meet a king and say, hey, bro, what's up? You see, I mean, we can put it in that term. You see what I'm saying? It sounds stupid, doesn't it? And again, tone and purpose. You want those two things. And if the alpha wants to engage you, you obey him. Like, you follow through or have a reason why you cannot. And be respectful of that. He has the right to ask you things. He has the right to expect an answer. And if you fail, you apologize. Sometimes faggots won't apologize. And that boggles my mind too, you know. A lot of times alphas expect faggots who are cash fags in FinDom to offer up an initial tribute. You offer that tribute if you're going to approach that alpha. You should not expect free time with the alpha who expects that from you. He's made it clear that those are his ground rules, and you are to obey or not do any, not engage with him. That's how it works, okay? Alphas who are online are not, they're not living pornos for you to jack off to. Yeah, a lot of them are very hot, okay? I can tick off a ton of very hot, sexy alphas online. I know many of them. I've come to know a lot of them personally, okay? They're very, very sexy. But you know what? You ask any alpha that engages with me online, none of them, I guarantee you, none of them will accuse me of ever using them for masturbation material or trying to get off to them. I make it very clear by my tone, my presentation to these great men that I respect them, and I believe that their stories are worth preserving, and that I learn from them, and I seek truth from them. I'm not there to get off. And that's one thing that really is, that is almost always at the heart of these faggot issues, is faggots are masturbating to alphas, you know, and then ghosting the alpha after they come, which is selfishness personified, right? That's the exact opposite of being a faggot. You should not be touching your dick while you're talking to an alpha. It's disrespectful. It's selfish. It's distracting, you know. So there you go. Anytime that an alpha starts complaining to me about things that faggots do to them, I almost always diagnose it as faggots masturbating, you know. To the alpha, they're confused. They're like, "What? Why is the faggot doing this? Why is the faggot ghosting me? Or why is the faggot doing this?" Well, when I point out, well, the faggot's masturbating, they're like, "Oh." I mean, to them, it just doesn't make any sense, because why would a faggot be approaching them to masturbate, you know, and use them that way? Now, let's say you're going to meet an alpha, okay, in person and for live service. This is something that I recommend all the time. It's something that I was trained at by one of my first true masters early on in my fag career, and it's kind of always stuck with me. When you meet an alpha, and you're in a place where you can do it, sometimes it's not the right place, but if you meet him at his house, let's say, and you come in, you kneel and kiss his feet first and foremost. And once you kiss his feet, you say, "Thank you, sir." Okay. And then you keep your head pointed down to the ground until he addresses you. You will be surprised at how much better things go for you as a faggot in general if you just adopt that as your initial greeting to an alpha. Now, I have done that in public places, believe it or not. I mean, I have done this. I did it at a bar one time for sure. I mean, I was drinking, but I knew my place with that in front of that alpha, and so I did that, you know. And I don't need to tell you what happened after that, okay? Because I think we all know what happened after that. But the point is that men like that as a show of honor and respect, and it fills them with power. But more importantly, it gets the faggot in the correct mind frame to serve. You're not coming over for some beers. You're not going over to an alpha's house to watch sports with him or some shit. You're there to serve him, okay? So there has to be a show by the faggot that it recognizes its place. Virtually the faggots in Canada that I feature on the website, I'm the reason why they greet their alphas by kneeling and kissing their feet. I was the one that introduced it to them. And believe me, those alphas love that. Even now, even though the faggots are live-in faggots, they love that. There's a reason why they love it. Then you put your head down and you wait for the alpha to address you, and he can direct you from there. When the alpha gives you a command, you try to obey it and fulfill it as best as possible. It's not a negotiation necessarily. And I'm not talking about being raped. I'm just saying that and it's not that faggots don't have a say in something, but that should be addressed respectfully. But the point is that you're there for a reason. And it's not a social visit, okay? You're there to serve. So when he tells you to do something, you do it. There shouldn't be back talk. There shouldn't be smart-ass comments or anything like that. Okay, it should be obedience, pure and simple. If an alpha wants to do something that bothers you, upsets your conscience, whatever, it's very simply, sir, may we talk about this? Sir, I'm having an issue. Can we talk about this? You can calm even the wildest situations down with just that simple, respectful address. It's not hard. And honestly, this is going to be a little bit of a secret here, I want to tell you, all right? When you speak to an alpha in those ways, and when you do those things that I'm outlining here in this podcast, it gives the faggot a certain type of power in the situation. It's something that you learn in sales, for instance, how to control a conversation. It's called alpha talk control or something like that. Alpha control. So, but you control, you modulate your voice and into a kind of a respectful, metered way that slows things down and gives you kind of a landing place in the situation you're in. I've studied sales, and so, you know, I look at it as sort of a form of hypnosis. I mean, it's not really like that, you know, the swirly, you know, hypnosis thing, but it's sort of just a calming You know, if an alpha's just really getting crazy and wants to, like, really do something harmful or something that upsets you, using that kind of just respectful, metered tone. Sir, may we talk about this? Sir, I'm scared. Can we have a moment? Or I don't know if I can do this, sir. Okay. It calms things down and allows the alpha to kind of regain himself a little bit. But most of all, it honors him as well. So, anyway, I guess these are kind of just some forms of faggot etiquette. They're all related, you know. They all have a through line of just respect and honor at all times. There are little tricks that I've mentioned here, like the foot kissing, etc., that do kind of set the table for certain aspects of the dynamic there. But overall, there should be just, you should be bending over backwards to show honor and respect to these alphas. Respect their direct messages. Respect their privacy. Respect their lives. Respect their minds and hearts and what they believe and don't believe. Respect their place in hierarchy. And that's all you really have to do. And it's not hard. And faggots are failing it over and over and over again. And there's no excuse for it. I shouldn't need to hear alphas complaining to me about bad faggot etiquette. I shouldn't be seeing screenshots of the shittiest fucking conversations from faggots saying, being disrespectful to alphas in direct messages. It's just not appropriate, you know. So I really do want faggots out there to watch. Just monitor yourself for a little bit and just see how you naturally speak to alphas. And try to pull back and try to recalibrate what you're saying. Okay? I think you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised if you really examine it, how disrespectful you are coming off to alphas. If you want success in service to alphas, actual service to alphas, this is a critical, critical first step. So I recommend that everybody start really working on that, okay? So that is the episode on fag etiquette. I hope it was instructive. So thank you for your time. I will talk to you later. I love you. Bye.